another mysterious mini, the weekly mini-sode where we tell you all about new book releases and events happening in store and online. I'm your host, Becca.
And I'm Gary.
And we got not that many new books to talk about this week, but a lot of exciting event stuff.
Yeah, I almost, like, I was looking at what's coming up because, you know, with Comic-Con at Home happening this week, which we'll get to, there's a bunch of events, like, early next week that I forgot, like, where we cut off what we talk about and what we don't.
Oh, I know, so. I was just looking at the calendar and I was like, wow, next week's pretty full, too.
Yeah, I think, actually, now that I think about it, let me pull the calendar back up, because actually, I think there is an event. Normally, we don't talk about the Tuesday events, right?
Yeah.
However, never mind, I lied.
Are you talking about next Wednesday's event? and how it happens at an earlier time?
No, I was actually going to talk about today's... There were two events today, and for whatever reason, my brain thought they were next week. Not today. Okay. Yesterday. There were two events yesterday.
I knew what
I thought
you
it
meant.
Was on a Tuesday. And if it was on Tuesday, it was at 2:30. We needed to talk about it before the episode would have gone up, you know?
That is absolutely fair. But
unrelated.
We're safe.
Entirely doesn't matter. I'm just going to shut up and cut all this out. But yeah, we have, you know, quite a few events. I'm not going to, like, I don't think we should list off, like, all the Comic-Con stuff we're doing, because there's, like, a bunch of panels.
But, yeah, but we will link to that below, so
yeah.
You can just
Comic-Con
click
at Home. Bunch of virtual panels happening. We have some exclusive books that you can only get through us. Things that have book plates and stuff like that. So check
so
that
stoked.
Out. That's, of course, running Thursday through Sunday, the way that Comic-Con typically would have. We are partnering with a couple of publishers and doing, like, our stuff, but of course Comic-Con is way bigger than just what we're doing, so, our link is only going to include the stuff that Mysterious Galaxy is doing directly. However, you all should go look at, like, the bigger Comic-Con website for all of
the
other.
Yeah, you have to do your own research.
Yeah, I can't list every Comic-Con panel.
God, we would be here for, like, hours.
No, never get done.
And not just panels, but, like, all of the exclusive merch and stuff. I mean,
oh my
there
goodness,
was stuff
yeah.
going up over the weekend that was, like, exclusive Comic-Con stuff.
Oh,
that,
yeah, totally.
Ugh. There was this Ahsoka figure, and I swear, it went out so fast. It happened
mm-hmm.
so fast.
Those, especially when it comes to, like, collectibles and figures and things like that, like, I feel like that stuff is what goes the quickest at Comic-Con.
Oh, yeah.
Because people that are in that, like, collector sphere, like, they know what's up, and they know, like, that
I don't,
the prices are always going to turn around.
I would consider myself a collector, and I feel like I never know what's up.
One of my friends, Victoria, not the Victoria from the store, but a different Victoria, has been a collector for a really long time, and she's one of those people where, like, her and her husband would get to Comic-Con at, like, 5 o'clock in the morning to get the correct line, so they can buy the thing before it sells out the, like, 30 minutes after the floor opens.
See, I can't do that. I don't know if it's just because, like, you know, because we work the convention and, like, my partner grew up working the convention, like, I just can't fathom getting up early for any item.
Yeah totally.
It's
also
the same way,
like,
that, like, I just don't, like, even think about Hall H. Like, it doesn't exist in my mind.
People with exhibitor badges like us who are working the convention don't get the same opportunity. Like, most booths that are open, like, right when the floor opens, don't want exhibitors to be the front of their line because we're going to get priority access. We were in the building before the thing opened. Like, that's not fair to people who were waiting outside for hours.
Yeah, like, I think the Funko Pop booth specifically doesn't let other exhibitors, like, get the tickets, I feel
Yeah. Funko does that. I think there's a couple of other ones. I think the big Hasbro one does that.
Yeah, I think you're right.
Which, you know, makes sense because, like, they want to be able to sell to people who bought tickets to the convention, not people who are working it.
Also, like, I don't know, I think it's just a bad look. Like, I think it just makes everyone in the convention that works it look kind of shitty if we're the only ones that get the cool stuff.
Yeah, totally.
So events. Outside of Comic-Con, a event tomorrow at 7. Neil Griffin is in conversation with Matt Goldman. They're going to be talking about Neil's book, The Burden of Truth. And I believe they're talking... I don't think they're talking about specifically any of Matt's books. But he was a television writer and is now a novel author. So that should be a pretty fun event if you're into mystery, if you're into, like, cop mysteries. I know that Neil Griffin was a police officer and is using that sort of experience to fuel his novel writing.
Yeah, totally. I think we're also doing, it looks like we're also doing signed or personalized books for that event. So,
yes.
Folks need to place by, it says they're due 1 week after the event, which would be the 29th. So you have to order the book through our website, and then in the order comments, just make a note that you'd like it signed or personalized, and we will get that done for you for that event.
And then Thursday at 7, I do have to say, Gary, I apologize because you said that we had another event with Sam, and I said, no, we don't, but we do. on Thursday at 7, we will be having a virtual event with Sam Maggs in conversation with Eric Smith. They will be discussing her debut novel that came out just before the one that we just talked about.
Yeah.
The YA novel Conquest. It's about two twins who attend the most popular comic convention, how appropriate,
yeah.
And go on a scavenger hunt hosted by this, like, big nerd celebrity, and Eric is the author of Don't Read the Comments, which is also very appropriate to this time of year and this convention mm-hmm. time, because it is about two online gamers who meet and decide to become a team, and then they become the target of online trolling and harassment, and must navigate it together.
That sounds rad. Both of those sound really good.
We are also doing personalized book plates for that. The orders are also due a week after. It's on July 31st is the last day to get signed-only book plates.
Yeah, and those book plates, I have been informed that those book plates do ship separately from when we ship the books. So for people that okay. are, like, ordering book plates, not only for this event, that's for, like, all of our book plate stuff. I think we just haven't mentioned it on this podcast before. The book plates, we get those after the books are on sale already, so we've been shipping books and then sending people book plates separately.
It was actually so good that you said that, because I, as soon as we finish recording, I'm gonna go order my, Conquest and get it personalized.
Yeah, yeah, so you just need to be aware that, like, that book plate's not gonna show up when the book does.
That makes sense. That's good to know.
Yeah, and then we have one last event for this week. It is going to be on next Monday, the 27th, we're doing a virtual event with Chris Barron and Rajani LaRocca. They are talking about their books, All of Me and Midsummer's Mayhem, both of which sound
what
really
a
fun.
Great
I think
title.
I think we had an event with Chris Barron before. Gosh, I think it might have even been before all the, like, quarantine lockdown stuff happened for All of Me, which is a middle grade novel. About a teenager who's dealing with, like, body image issues and, like, bullying in school and his parents' marriage falling apart, which sounds just exhausting. And
I gotta keep it real with you. I don't remember anything before quarantine. Like,
it's tough. The only I know this because I know that I received copies of this book, like an event quantity of this book.
You have a physical, like, attachment for the memory.
Yeah, totally. And then Midsummer's Mayhem, is LaRocca's latest middle grade novel. It won a Nerdy Book Club Award and was voted a Mighty Girl Best Book of 2019. It's about 11-year-old Mimi who wants to prove herself to her large Indian American family by entering a baking contest.
Ooh.
It says as she readies to enter a local baking contest, she must figure out why her father has begun acting strangely. Dun, dun, dun. It doesn't say dun, 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 but it has the three dots, so it feels that way. This one also has signed and personalized book plates available. Those need to be placed by August 3rd. So you get a little bit more time, I guess, again, a week from the event to place the order for that so that we can get those signed books out to or book plates out to you.
I just haven't made peace with the fact that it's about to be August, like...
I know.
Time is such an illusion.
It's so weird, like, catching up on work stuff and being like, oh, like, I'm, like, getting through all these things, then realizing, oh, no, I'm actually still more than a month behind on what I need to be doing.
Love it.
It's just tough. It's rough. That's our events for this week. I didn't mention D&D because that's eternal now, so I'm just going to assume that our listeners know that we do D&D every Sunday at this point. That's all
virtual. You know what? We'll tell you guys if it gets canceled.
Yeah.
Yeah. New books coming out. I have one that I think people will be interested in, though I don't know how hyped I would be to read it right now. Like, I will be buying it because the first book was really good.
Sure.
But, it's Mallory by Josh Malerman. If you recognize his name, it is because this is the sequel to Bird Box, that Netflix adaptation with Sandra Bullock that, like, everyone went bonkers for. This is his sequel novel to the first novel of Bird Box. It is 12 years in the future from the end of Bird Box. And, basically, you know, things are still just as tense as they were left. And, but now Mallory, the main character, has, received news that someone she cares very much about that she believed is dead may be alive. And it means that she has to go back out into the world and risk her own life and her children's lives again, to find out the truth. And that's not all. Beyond just the awful, horrifying creatures from the first book, there's now rumors about people experimenting on the creatures and, like, creating new, like, scary, dangerous inventions and, like, you know, I don't know what else. I haven't read it yet, but it's...
Yikes. Do you think she's given the kids names yet?
I hope so.
I do too. It's been 12 years.
I mean, if she didn't give them names, hopefully they gave themselves names.
Yeah, know? I guess, like, thinking, like, living in a community with other people, I think you get to a point where people are just going to stop calling you just boy and girl.
I would hope.
I never read the book, but that movie was alright.
Yeah, I'm excited to see who it is that is maybe alive, because, you know, everyone, I feel like, dies pretty on the page, like, on camera, however you want to say it, pretty graphically, so.
Yeah, totally.
What do you have?
First one I want to talk about is Axiom's End, by the debut novel from Lindsay Ellis. It is a first contact story.
I was gonna say another very appropriate for pandemic.
The main character Cora Sabino is trying to just, like, avoid all the controversy that's come out with the news that, like, hey, maybe the government's involved in, like, a first contact thing that's already happening. But of course she gets wrapped up in the whole affair because the whistleblower that brought this news to light was her dad, who has been, like, living in hiding. And so everyone's coming to her and being like, hey, what's going on?
And she's like, I don't know.
She doesn't know anything about it. She wants to kind of get out of it. And then it turns out that, like, no, actually her family hasn't been involved with this extraterrestrial cover up for decades.
Insane.
Yeah. Which, sounds rad. I am always into, like, good alien sci-fi stuff, so I want to check this out.
Well, and the other thing, too, like, you didn't mention it, but I have to, because this is what really got me, was in the description, having her, you know, trying to contact the alien presence, and they're like, nah. And then she's like, you can use me as a, like, physical human vessel for communication.
Yeah.
And I think that's going to be crazy. Like, the concept of, like, willingly being, like, I don't know, taken over by otherworldly force. I'm like, that's something new.
Uh-huh. Yeah, it's crazy. I don't know the full details of, like, how the, like, alien... It doesn't really go into, like, what the extraterrestrial presence is or, like, how her as a bridge works. But it sounds interesting.
I think it'll be really exciting.
Yeah.
Not as intense. This one is a softer read, if you will. This is a action-packed, romance-filled YA debut from Tiffany Rosenhan. It is called Girl from Nowhere.
Ooh.
And it's about this girl, Sophia Hepworth, who has lived in 94 different countries, gone through 31 schools. She spent her entire life running away from this big secret she has and from the people that are looking for her. And she finds herself in a tiny, sleepy, quiet Montana town and is trying her best to just have, like, a normal life. And she meets this strong, silent, you know, sort of like grumpy archetype guy named Axel, who has the same skill set as she does and seems to know more about her than she wants him to. And the thing that I think is so, like, you know, it's that, like, escaped spy sort of feel, because the last, like, line is, what if everything Sophia thought she knew about her past is a lie? Ooh. And I'm like, ooh.
That sounds rad.
Yeah, I'm excited. I love, they say Red Sparrow meets One of Us is Lying, and I think that that could be a lot of fun.
That sounds great.
I love a good YA book, you know.
Yeah. You know, which is funny, I don't often pick YA ones to be the ones I'm going to chat about, but my other one is also a YA book.
But it transcends. It's not just YA.
You're right, right? Because, like, it's part of, like, what has grown to become a phenomenon. My next pick is The Shadow of Kiyoshi by F.C. Yee. This is the second of the Kiyoshi novels following Rise of Kiyoshi, which came out this time last year. I think we're doing, I'll see if I can find the correct link for this so that it's in the description. I'm pretty sure, I think we're doing exclusive copies. I think you have to order them this week. If you're listening to this today, that it goes up on the 21st, place that order as soon as possible because we have a limited number of them, but I think they're doing exclusive covers through us for San Diego Comic-Con at home. Yeah, so this is following, you know, following the end of Rise of Kiyoshi. Kiyoshi is now, like, been accepted as the, she is the Avatar. Her place has been cemented, but she's lost her mentors, and now she's just trying to, like, travel the world and, like, keep the peace among the four nations. But a mysterious threat is growing in the spirit world, and so she and her allies must join forces before the four nations are destroyed irreparably.
I remember seeing her in the series when I was younger and being like, this lady is hot.
And she's great.
Before we talked about it, before we started recording, I had to look up how old she was because I was like, I don't want to be, like, predatory.
Yeah.
And she was, like, 200-something years old when she finally died.
I don't know how old she is during these books. I assume she's, like, a late teenager. But yeah. I don't know, right?
She's Warriors... Great. The Warriors of Kiyoshi, like, oh, I love the look, the whole aesthetic,
There's a whole great arc where they go to, this is way off topic, but there's a whole arc where they go to Kiyoshi Island and learn about, like, I think they get there on Avatar Day, but for these people, Avatar Day is, like, burning down the statues of the Avatar because they believe Kiyoshi murdered their leader. When it turned out that, like, no, actually, like, she defeated a guy who was trying to, like, conquer the world.
Isn't that always how it goes?
Yeah. Yeah, and the story just got mixed up over time, and the whole thing gets, like, turned around, and it's great. It's great. It's good stuff.
I think... Well, that was all the books I had.
Yeah, that's all the new ones that I picked up. I mean, there's others. They're going to be included in the links. There's always more that I don't include because I can't list every single new title that's also out. Also, I think we're doing an episode coming up... this is probably weeks away. I think we're doing... You know how... Because we only talk about, like... Like, new releases, usually. Like, new hardcovers or, like, new original trade paperbacks. I think we're doing an episode, of the main show that's going to be about, like, new paperback releases this year that are, like, now in paperback. Stuff that we loved in hardcover or whatever, but now is in paperback, and we want to feature those.
I think you're right.
In their own things. We've been talking about doing that. That's probably not for another month that folks will hear that. Actually, I should let people know also, you may have noticed we didn't talk about it last Tuesday, but we didn't have an episode last Thursday. And I think just going forward, because it's been a lot to try and juggle, like, especially with Comic-Con happening right now, regular store business and also running the podcast, So we'll still be doing our regular Minnesota updates on Tuesdays, but now for the foreseeable future, we'll only be doing a Thursday episode every other week. So we'll get one this week. Next week will be an off week, and we'll have one the following. So just keep an eye on the podcast feeds and on social media. We'll do, you know, social media posts promoting episodes when they're coming out and things like that. But, those will be just a little bit more inconsistent going forward.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sad. Figuring stuff out. We're busy, y'all.
It's almost like there's a lot of stuff happening all the time.
It's also a lot of stuff that's happening, like, behind the scenes all the time. So, like, I guess people will know what we've been up to pretty soon, but I don't know.
I hope they will.
That'll be good.
We're being very mysterious. I think that we should end the show.
We should just move on to it. Or move on from this. But yeah, you're right. Like, there's been a lot. So I just want people to know that, like, yeah, we're going to have an episode this week. Actually, I guess I can announce it. The episode that's going up this week is our interview with Sarah Kuhn. That you and Matt did a few weeks, months ago.
I just feel bad, like, because Matt is very quiet in the episode, but it's because Sarah and I have been friends for years now, and we just, like, we went on, like, tangent after tangent.
Totally.
And just, it's a lot of fun. It's a very, nonsensical, conversation, where we sounds mostly like just talk time. About things we are angry about.
That sounds great. I'm down for that. So, of course, people should stay tuned for that on Thursday.
Yes, please. Please listen.
Yeah.
I love Sarah. Good time. And her book just came out.
Yeah, I think we talked about it when it released, right? We did that on her regular
And she's
Tuesday.
Part of a new Babysitter's Club documentary on Netflix.
Oh, I did not know that.
Yeah, about, Claire? The Asian character in Babysitter's Club. It's a whole documentary about different, like, people and, like, how much she meant to them as, like, a representation of, like, an Asian girl character.
That's rad.
Yeah, and we talk a lot about the Babysitter's Club and our love for it in the episode coming out this week.
Cool.
All right.
Short one this week. But
I know, teeny tiny.
This was the goal. When we originally pitched minisodes, it was like, oh yeah, 20 minutes.
It's okay, guys. You'll see as we continue that Gary will get sick of talking to me and we will get shorter.
That's not true.
No, it's not. Or is it? I'm just kidding.
No, it's not.
Thank you, everyone, so much for tuning in. As always, all the books discussed in today's episode can be found in the description below or to the side or wherever it is for you. You can purchase them all through our website, mistgalaxy.com. Shout out to Austin Farmer for the use of our intro and outro music. It's from Kill the Farm Boy off of his album Bookshelf Symphony Orchestra. We have a link to his Spotify below as well, so please go give it a listen. Gary, where can they find you on social media?
Folks can find me on Twitter at TheGaryRoby, or I guess I've just been plugging my other stuff now. You can find my shows at duelinggenre.com. Harry Potter Minute and Ferris Bueller's Minute Off are over there. We've begun recording the third season of Harry Potter Minute, so that's probably going to start airing in the next several weeks. I'll let people know when it does.
Oh, that's so exciting!
Yeah. It's been a long time. It's been weird, like, getting back into talking about the Harry Potter movies for the first time in a couple years, but I'm excited.
I'm excited to hear what you guys have to say.
It'll be fun. It's been good. We only did the first, like, three episodes, so it's not major yet, but...
I mean, hey. Progress is progress.
Yeah, totally. So that'll be good.
You guys can find me on Twitter at Becca Bean, BEEAN. Or on Instagram at Becca B, B-E-E underscore. I have some new stuff that I've been putting up. I have a promotion going on through my Patreon if you're 18 or older. I have new stuff in my Etsy shop. And one of my paintings is going to be up for auction to raise some money for some different organizations that help out families migrating across the border, as well as those on the U.S.-Mexico border. So keep an eye out for news about that. It should be like mid to late August that goes up. So I will keep you all updated. to stay up to date on events, new releases, Comic-Con info, and all that other important stuff, please follow us on all of our social media platforms at Mist Galaxy Books. And yeah, I think that's it. So yeah, we'll see you again real soon in a galaxy not so far away. With Sarah Coon!
Yeah!